Yes. Good morning to you all again. May the blessings of God be upon you today. This is Daniel King again with the Daily Inspiration. Just a quick note before we get started here. Yesterday's message was not put on until 7 a.m. So if you listen to it earlier than that, you probably missed it. If you want to listen to that, you can just go back and hit extension 22. I'd like to continue a little bit in the same theme here. I have a verse here, or a few verses here in 2 Chronicles chapter 7. I'd like to start reading in verse 11. This is where Solomon had just finished the temple, and this was a glorious thing for God, both God and God's people, for them to have a house, for them to come together, for God to come down into the house and for the people to go into the house, and thus the connection to be made between God and man. And it is in the heart of every individual. There's a void and a vacuum, and it's in the heart of every individual a desire to be pleasing to God. And it is in the heart of our Heavenly Father to have a house in which to live in. And as we read this in this context, this is the literal context of the Old Testament, but I think it would be well if we would read this in the context of the New Testament, meaning that we as God's children are His house today. We are His temple. We live and move around as a house for God to dwell in. This is what God has to say about His house and about His people. It says in verse 11, "Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord. And in his own house he prosperously effected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice." Talking about this brand new temple. Think of that as you were when you were first newly converted. And God speaking to you. "If I shut up heaven that there will be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open, and mine ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually," meaning continually. "And as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shalt observe my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of thy kingdom according as I have covenant with David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man to be a ruler in Israel. But if ye turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up by the roots out of my land which I have given them. And this house which I have sanctified for my name I will cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. And this house which is high shall be an astonishment to everyone that passes by it, so that he shall say, why hath the Lord done thus unto this land and unto this house? And it shall be answered, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on other gods, and worshipped them, and served them. Therefore hath he brought up all this evil upon them." And that was a humbling to read this in the in that context here, because of the clear statements that are made here. And I would like to look at this in the context of our own lives. You know, if we read in the New Testament, there is given many warnings in the New Testament, and even though it's much more popular, especially in the churches of America, to talk about salvation and to talk about you know, how God loves us, and I know He does. But I think it's also important that we are aware of the truth of this little statement here, that God will only dwell within our hearts as long as we separate ourselves from the wickedness around us. So God has no pleasure in dwelling in a house that is not sanctified. And He has no pleasure in dwelling in a house that is mixed with other gods, as it says here. Forsake my statutes. He has no pleasure in dwelling in a house that has a split loyalty with other commitments, other values, and other powers that draw us other than the things of His kingdom, the truth of His word. And so it has dawned on me as I was reading this that as much as God desires a house, as much as He desires it, as much as He desired this house and was so pleased with this house, He will not compromise His covenant, or He will not compromise His commitment as far as, you know, many a times if we become very desperate for something, we start compromising to get it. But it's not that way with God. As much as He desires to live in our hearts, and as much as He pursues us with His Holy Spirit and just desires that He could be a part of our lives and live in our hearts, He will not compromise His truth to fit into our lives. It is us that needs to compromise, or it is us that needs to change our ways to fit into God's ways. And it was just impressed on my heart this morning that there's so much attention and focus in the churches today about, you know, God's love and His desire to be part of our lives. And if we don't see this part of the picture, it's easy for us to focus on that and to just, you know, assume that everything is okay as long as you have had a testimony at some point of a clear entry of God into our life. And we can read in later days that did actually happen, where God had to forsake His own house. And the same is true for us today. If we do not continue in that first love that God put in our hearts, He will have to leave our house, or His house in our hearts as well. And so that's my burden here this morning, that we do not get caught up in the lie that is going on around us in saying that, you know, that just because things were well and we knew God in the beginning of our journey, let's examine our hearts and see where we stand with God on this issue today. You know, how is our love for Him? Do we love His ways? Do we love His law? Do we love His changes that He desires to make in our lives? Do we respond when He speaks to us about things that He wants to address in our lives? Or are we standoffish and cool and aloof when it comes to God speaking things about things in our lives that should not be there, as well as our brethren and our fellow disciples here, when they speak to us about some of the needs, you know, what is our response? Do we love reproof? Do we love exhortation? Do we love God's guidance in our life? Do we love having God as our shepherd? Do we love having Him as our leader, as our father? Do we love being His son? And all these things, I think it's good if we ask ourselves, especially knowing we live in the last days where there are many other distractions and voices and false wolves and sheep clothing and all these things that want to creep in and steal away that connection that we can have with our Heavenly Father. So God bless you as you seek Him.